So I think we're up to the Sman. And the Smag giving lessons on how to answer a Shaila. So what does the Smag say? Judah. Gentlemen, can I ask the phones go away, please? Being more than one out, so thank you. Go ahead. Yes. Okay, so he rejects Rabbeinu Peretz's Shita, as does the Shulchan Aruch, and we assume that while you're Mishaya with whatever you stick of the spoon in the pot, because you don't know how much it was Balei and how much it's Pole, nonetheless, you don't assume that the parts you don't stick in just because they're metal actually cause a transfer of Tam. In other words, there's no inner conduit in a metal spoon that allows Blios to move. Fine. Well, he's assuming that since it gets hot, somehow the Blios travel there. I don't really know what that is. Incidentally, I have not unpacked it yet. But, and Yehud does not hear, but my earthenware pot did arrive. So the experiments can begin in terms of Blios and see how they're Bolea. I ordered it. No, that's the whole point. It's an earthenware pot without glaze. What? Where you get everything else. Exactly. Okay. They sent me three choices. I bought choice B. Okay. And we'll find out how it works. Anyway, so his assumption somehow is that as long as it gets hot, somehow the Blios transfer to the heated areas. So anyway, it's hard enough to understand how very much gets balua beyond the surface, although I may discover otherwise in this earthenware pot, which will explain a lot of things. It will explain a lot of our disconnect from the metzias that we're seeing in Yeridea. I suspect the fact it will, because we know that there are materials that absorb much more. Cast iron pots absorb much more. Stainless steel does not absorb, right? So we're used to seeing most of our pots are, the stainless steel variety or kind of aluminum where they're not going to be bolea or virtually bolea nothing. And yet, those who dealt with cast iron pots know they have to be seasoned first, and the whole point is that the pot is supposed to, let's say, absorb the oil. So obviously, it's not that Chazal would disconnect it from the Metzias, nor we can disconnect it from the Metzias. It's just that our Metzias, for the most part, is very different than theirs. So earthenware pot, here we come. Anyway, so the Smag says, so that's as far as the metal is concerned. Mikom akom enu malach b'liyasa b'chula. What? The what law?
The zeroth law of thermodynamics.
Yeah, what is the zeroth law?
It's basically a statement of thermal.
Yeah, okay, I understand that. It works much more efficiently in metal than it does. It will work in other things as well, but to the extent that something is an insulator or much less of a conductor, it will take much longer. What?
The zeroth law only applies to uniform materials, which metals usually aren't. For example, earthenware probably isn't. Earthenware probably isn't the same.
Yes, but you leave it long enough between everything, and the odds are it'll probably start to get close to one another. Yeah, see, if something is an insulating material, then,
It's also that earthenware isn't consistent molecular.
Okay. So, I'm not going to argue with the chemist here, although this is physics, not chemistry.
It's physics.
Any physics majors here?
Yeah.
Want to challenge that, Metzger?
This is the first semester of physical chemistry.
Physics. Physics. Excellent, I agree. So now to the important part of the smag. And it's our P. Sefer HaTruma, right? The Sefer HaTruma is one of the Balei HaTosfos. He's the one very often, most often, the position I think of Tichanasas Nevela by Shari Sum is associated with. So anyway, so what exactly does the Smag mean here? You have to ask the rabbi, the Baal Buster, or the Baal Bas calls the rabbi and says, Rabbi, I have a Shaila. Said some tarfus fell into the pot, and the rabbi says, how much heter's in the pot? The Baal Bas says, there's 100 ounces of heter. How much is there in 1 ounce? But the rabbi has to stop and ask and say, well, excuse me, I have one question. Said, when the Isser fell into the pot, did it fall into 99, or did it fall into something less than that, and later you added some ingredients? That's not because the rabbi asked the question, why? Because if the ingredients were added later after the Isser fell in the pot, they were not mitzarif to the bittel. That's what the Smag says.
I mean, if there was already shishim and you added more, then it's not a problem.
Then what's the shayla? If there's already shishim, so you don't, it doesn't matter if they did or didn't add the materials. But if you didn't have shishim in the pot originally, and now when you added stuff into the pot, here they added some water into the pot, now all of a sudden there is shishim in the heter connected the isser, shishim to diffuse the tam of the isser, so then the Smag says it would be no good. Why? So there are two possibilities. Yes, Yossi.
So one is that if you hold chanam, then when the isser first fell in, and it wasn't nisbatel, it made the entire mixture usser, and therefore if you try to add more heter, you actually need 60 connected the entire mixture.
Correct. So one obvious possibility, and almost certainly the correct possibility, but not the only possibility suggested, is that the Smag holds Chanan, which he does, by the way. We do know he holds Chanan by Shari Surim. And therefore, when the Yisr fell into the heter, if it wasn't Nisbatel then everything is Nepach Lios Yisr. And then when you add stuff in, you need Shishim Keneged all of what was initially in the pot. So that's one possibility. The other possibility is
that he holds that as chaticha, that he holds that nevatal isur melechila is even aser
b'shogeg. The other possibility, let's leave aside the particular details for the moment, is that he holds that this doesn't work in terms of nevatlin isur. Right? In other words, this could be either in the sugya of Chanan or in the sugya of nevatlin isur lechatchila. Right, when we say it's actually batel after the fact. So, let's take a look now in the tour. Yeah.
The Smag assumes that the We just want to figure out
if
was there 60 there before?
Correct. It was there shishim before the Isser, when the Isser fell in, before you were Mosif Heter. So the Smag writes, please read the tour, I should say. The tour quoting the Smag, Judah. Okay, so the Torah says, I don't understand at all. Who cares if they added something afterwards? If your purpose, if you didn't do a b'meisid, your purpose was not to be a mevatel isur, but you just didn't realize. And then you added water. We paskin that if you're mevatel, if you're mosif heter to be mevatel the isur, you do it b'shogeg. Your intent is not to be mevatel the isur, but you just didn't realize isur had fallen in, let's say. I don't remember what the din of Omer Mutter is, but we'll see if that comes up at all. But let's assume you didn't realize isur had fallen. Somebody says, oh, you realize isur fell in. So then the Torah says, then it's batel, because the din is that kol isur shariba alein b'shogeg mutar b'meisa asurin. And now what might your concern be? Once you tell them this, people will come to be marba b'meisid, and the answer is they'll say we did it b'shogeg. If you make on this case, why? Yeah, then the guy is not going to tell us either whether or not he added stuff later. So you can't really worry about that. Aval. So So he says that if you intentionally are marbe iser, even if it's mimimino, and you're ready, it's batam anatora, you have a robe, nonetheless, he says that it's still aser. Why? Because emar matlis l'chabchila. Okay, so that's going to be, you can read the last line of the Rambam, but that's not our topic for now. Because of our Rambam. Did the Rambam actually say that? No, he didn't say the second half, as the Beis Yosef points out. Okay, so the Torah is masig on the Smai. Now, what's the obvious answer to explain the Smai? He holds Chanami Shari Surim. The Torah doesn't hold Chanami Shari Surim, so everything would work very nicely. So the Beis Yosef writes in Oth Beis, I'm going to read it quickly. I'm going to ask you, Danny, to read the Darkei Moshe. I'll read the Beis Yosef. A couple of things in the Beis Yosef. Number one. What? And from the beginning of Hey, but Umashakasa Rabbeinu Shinur Lashayn Tzara Shachin Lohosamayim HaKach Lohkim Kim Vatos Mitztarfin. Nimei the Taina Gedolahu. B. The Tzarech Lomer the Hainu Taina the Sefer Mitzvus Tachashin and Shem of Mashray Bekeir Tchid Eloi HaShishim Kinegara Yisir Venasa Kol Chaticha Nevela Chatichas Nevela Chashiyar Be Olav Heter Tzarech Shishim Kinegara Kol Mashay Bekeir Vahashtanach Golan Tu Bachkir Azo Shem Lo Yach Kor Vada Yatir Asa Kevin Shishim Shishiyesh Bemashay Bekeir Shishim Kinegara Chatichas Yisir But Uchshiv Ola Lo Shunasnu Mayim Bekeir Ach Shnapa Ba Yisir Efter Shekeshi Yasir Shir Osana Mayim Mashay Bekeir Chaticha atzma nases nevela. Aval harbe men aposkin sovum shalom amru chaticha atzma nases nevela. Ela bebasa b'chalav dafka kimashin sparbisim in tzadibayz v'sham kasati dachi nakinan hilkach divrei rabbeinu ikor shein tzarech lach kor chakira zo. Which means, by the way, there is one minor weakness, but I don't think it's really a shaila against the Torah, which is, what if it were basa b'chalav? You have to ask that shayla. Right? If this is the correct reason, you should have to ask the shayla by Basar B'chalav whether or not, when the Baal Basta says the milk fell into the pot, did you add any meat afterwards? Before you...
Except we're dealing with Mayim here, so it's pretty clearly not Basar B'chalav.
What's that?
Mayim.
Well, no, that's not true, because theoretically, if Chalav falls into a mixture of Basar and Mayim, the Mayim is Misayel Levata Lesa Chalav, the Tam B'chalav.
Okay.
So it could be, in theory... in theory, it could be Basar B'chalav. I assume the Torah is not thinking about that. He's thinking about Shari Surim, because we're not in Hilchos Basar B'chalav. So unless he says otherwise, we're talking about Shari Surim. But the Beis Yosef's explanation of the Torah, which I think is fundamentally correct, does leave open that question. And the Rambam is going to do funny things with this. In the next paragraph, which I'm not going to read, he confesses that the Torah kind of makes a mishkababble of Vatlus L'chadchila, which really should have been discussed separately. Fine. But the most interesting part in the Beis Yosef, actually... is the following paragraph. Umasha Kosov Rabbeinu the time of Kali Surin Shabriba Alayim Shogi Mikar Mames and Asurin. The Samach Yisbar the Alacha Krabi Yosef Rabbi Shimon the Amri Hachi. It's a Gemara and it's on the Mar Mekobos. Simin Kofiu at Kosov Rabbeinu the Dabar Shein Abato Mechamas Chashivus Hashin Itzar Bachayim. Benochal Echem Aliyam Amelach Chutru Kulam. The din is that if, let's say you have one Gidon Asher that gets mixed into a bunch of Gidon Shel Heter, and then, so it's also, why?
It's
very low potato. And then if one of those gim should happen to fall into the Amamelas, into the Yam, then we would say that it's now the rest of the Tarovis is Huta. Why? Because there's another element of Suffolk here. Fine. So in that case, Upirish Ri Daf Ganafma Avalmi Pila Filu Shogig Osir Atumazin. The Haim Dibri Atosis Beresh Perakat Tarovis and Dibri Rash Bachuva. So the Ri apparently claims it's only true if it fell on its own, but if a person accidentally threw one into the Yamelach b'shogeg, it's awesome. The nearest shame sober in Kramev Rabbi Yehuda, the kansi shogeg atumeset benaflu benispatsu. Seems like they hold the Gemara has the same achlokas by if it added in extra het there as it does in the following case. Let's say you have a gozei parach, which have chashivos and they're not betalim because they're a darashe b'minyan. They're one of the six things listed in the Mishnah in Orla. And then somebody comes along and accidentally chops up the walnuts. So now they no longer hold walnuts, and therefore they no longer have the chashivas in their batel. So if you do that b'shogeg, if you do it b'mezid, everybody agrees it's asur, because revatal isur l'chatchila b'kavana. However, what happens if you made a mistake and you did that? So it's the same achlokas atanam. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda say kansinan shogeg atu mezid, and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon say you don't. So the Beis Yosef asks, v'utema, number one, lama pasku kabosam, neged Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon. Why do they paskin like Rabbi Yehuda Meir against Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon? What kind of a kash is that? What? What are they called? Epsak? 2-on-2. Gemara Irvin says, halacha karebi mechave rov alo mechave rov, and halacha karebi akiva mechave rov alo mechave rov. Halacha karebi yosei afilu mechave rov. Why? Because Rabbi Yosei is nimuko imo. His reasoning is with him. He was a clear thinker. So we don't always pass by Rabbi Yosei, but that is one of the kol epsak. So if Rabbi Yosei, in theory, should win against Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, he should certainly win with the assistance of Rabbi Shimon against Rabbi Meir Yehuda. I assume that's the basis of the Beis Yosef's questions. The hierarchy, according to the Gemara Eiruvin, is Rabbi Yosei, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, the Gemara Eiruvin, Eiruvin Rav Shechter, loves to quote this Gemara. Rabbi Meir was a super genius, and he had a Talmud, some chassid, to give 49 reasons l'heter and 49 reasons l'isser. Rabbi Meir was such a genius that nobody understood what he was saying. That's why they didn't pass him like him. Okay, so there's a little bit of polemic in that statement as well, in general. But that's Rosh Hashanah. That Gemara, I think, is on Daf Gimel and Eirvin. The main Gemara about the Klal Epsak, I think, about Bach Mem Zayin or something like that. So anyway, halachic Rabbi Yosei, afilu mechaverav, shenimuko imo. Okay. So that's question number one. Then, v'gamal Rabbeinu, bigger problem. Yesh l'tmo alam ha-kasav kan d'kaiman l'd'shogik motor v'sham kasav peyushrida filu pi d'shogik asur v'lo kasav shul cholay. Allah. Firstly, here he quotes the Shita of Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yosei. Theory doesn't even acknowledge that there's someone who argues on the Ri, meaning those who pass them like Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yosei. And in addition to Oth, the Hachi, lo kasha l'smag midi di'ikal amemek Rabbi Yehuda Sriya l'konish shogik atu mezid. So what's the kash on the smog? Maybe the smog prohibits it, because he holds that the iser, that in your Moshef iser, it's aser because kansin and shogat the mason. What's the first kash? And the Beis Yosef could have said it even stronger, which he sort of implied in the last question, is a steer in the psak of the tour.
Wasn't that the question?
No, he actually asked how come he doesn't mention a cholik there.
What is one?
Right, he does. He says that on the line. I skipped the line. But Odim came. I'm sorry, I left that part out. The Odin came here, yes. Lohavala in the memory, the Kaimalan Kavan, the Ri Polygbe. Right? You shouldn't paskin like the Ri Balatosis there, because Rabbi Yosei disagrees.
So Ri is Rabbi Yosei?
I assume it means Rabbi Yosei in that line, yeah. The Shema Yeshlomar, the Ishilak Ve Mvatal Isalamapil Achasman Liyam. The Afagab Mvatal Kansin and Shogeg, the Mapil Kansin, right? There's a larger question. Conceptually, there's obviously a very big difference between. What's the difference between those two cases? A makel atzmo versus marbel avisur mevatlo? Binyamin?
In one he's lost it completely, whereas in the other one he's made it somewhat usable. Mm-hmm.
There is a possibility that these still exists.
As opposed to?
That's all, the Isur definitely still exists.
No, but then you should be more makler by that one.
Yes.
Ah, but he's more makel there. By the Bittel case, he paskins for Shogeg is Batel. By the Makel case, he paskins for Shogeg is Asher. What?
Sharkakasha.
The Nair was such a genius, nobody understood what he was saying. Now, Adarabba, the point is that here the Isser is Mavutel for sure. It might exist in the world in our terms, but it's Mavutel for sure, you have Shishim. Bottom line, the Isser is Batel. There, it's only a suffix whether the barrier disappeared. Right? You want to be told that maybe the one that, listen, put look at it this way. Let's say you had 20 giddin, and one of them fell into the Yamamela. So what's the probability that the Gid on Asher is no longer in the Taravos? A very small probability. So I could see why one would say, there, we're Kansin and Shogat to Mezid. Here, the Isser is for sure Mevotol. There's no Tliya here. There is more than Shishim. The time of the Isser is gone. Okay. Then he is correct that there is a different kind of difference, but I'm not sure that it's material. Obviously, nobody here thought it was material, which is that in one case, this goes back to the heart of a little bit the question we've discussed, although if it's Mimishen Amino, we might disagree. We might say it's like Iloeno anymore because you can't taste it. But the idea that when you have a Taroves, the Isser is buried in the Taroves, it's just so diffused, In the case of Mimimino, you can never, ever taste it. In the case of Mimimino, it's more complicated. Whereas in the case of Hippilatzma Liyam Amelach, Hippilach Liyam, so there, it's possible that the Isser is no longer in the Tarobas. No. Yeah.
If the concept of is Kansu Shogeg Azu Mezid, why would this make a difference? Meaning if the whole reason it's, we're saying it's Azu Mezid.
So could you envision a scenario in which you would say that Kansu Shogeg Azu Mezid when it's in Isser Deraisa by the Rabbanon? I would hope so. For starters, there might even be a difference between Marve Isser B'chatchila when it's the Raisa versus the Rabbanon, which is kind of ironic here, because according to some, that's an interesting, I would say about Bal Korchach, you have to make a distinction, I think. I think you have to make a distinction, maybe, between the two cases, because according to those Rishonim, like the Rambam who holds, by an Isser the Rabbanon, it's Mutar, I know, no, maybe it's a different thing, but the Rambam says by an Isser the Rabbanon, it's Mutar Levata L'chatchila. I think Laharbos, the Rambam holds, right? The Rashba has a more nuanced position. But I take that back. Because Gid Anoshe, so that's an interesting question. No, it is an interesting question. Let's say, so when I have a Gid Anoshe that's not Botel, and am I dealing with an Issa Deraisa or an Issa Drabana? No, we're not talking about that. We're saying, assuming Amy gave me no same time. We're talking about effectively Yavish B'Yavish. When I say the Gid is not Batel because it's a Beria, is that an Issa Deraisa or an Issa Drabana? No, but Beria L'Betela is not, that's not Chalukas. Beria L'Betela is assumed to be an Issa Drabana. The Gid is an Issa Deraisa. So the question is, I guess the Rambam, when he says Marvin, I guess, no, it's not a right. Because the Rambam would say, of course you can't be Mapil one of those Liyam HaMelech intentionally, because the Issa itself, not what you're doing, although that's an interesting question. When the Rambam says that you're allowed to be marve by an Issa Drabanan, that's Mistama, but not by Deraisa. Mistama means right now that Deraisa is not Batel, right? Let's say it's because I have
to pay for trust. It's not a case of Mimimino where it's already...
So that, right, that's the question for the Rambam. When he says, we'll have to see if we can figure that out when we get to that perhaps tomorrow. When the Rambam says, by Issa Drabanan, it's Mutar to be marve aleim heter, if it's an Issa Drabbanon, what does he mean? Does he mean...
like where it's the Shir Drabbanon?
Shir Drabbanon, or he means when the Issa itself is the Drabbanon. Right? The Pashto says it means the Issa itself. If he meant even the Shir, so then, obviously there's a difference between the case of Mapil Echad L'Yam as opposed to this case. Because whenever you Mapil Echad L'Yam, almost definitionally you're dealing with what you're talking about in Issa Drabbanon in the first place. Because those are all cases where Chai betray, it's Batel Chai betray in the Torah. But Midr Rabbanan, they required some, they didn't allow it, right? Very low betela. Or some of the Abu Dazara Isurim, the Tabas fell into the Yam, or something like that. Okay, so I'm going to assume the Rambam probably, but if you assume the Rambam would hold very broadly, by even when the Shir's the Rabbanan, then obviously there has to be a distinction between Mar Balem is Heter Levatlo versus Mapil Echad L'Yam. But I suspect that the Rambam probably doesn't hold out. Probably he just looks at what is the nature of the Isser when it stands alone, if that's the Raisa, and that would do away with the question. That would do away with the proof. Okay, fine. Now, we turn our attention to the Rama and the Darkei Moshe. And what does the Rama say? Go ahead, Danny. Okay, so for starters, where you have Chanan and you Basar B'chalav, at least the Torah agrees there, you should have to ask the Chakira, and I guess the Torah should have said something also. The Ode...
The Ode, the Lefima Shekatav Le'el Sin Tzadi Bet, Anu No Hakin B'chol Yisrim Chatiha Nasi Nevela.
There's an and he leaves out a sentence here, but which is. No. He says,
and therefore we.
But we don't. That's assumed.
But we don't.
We don't ask this question.
Oh, fine.
The Rambam is saying, if he's firstly, according to the Torah, should say you have to ask this by Basar B'chalav. And we hold Chanan Beishari Surim, So we should have to ask this question, and we don't.
Who's the Torah?
According to the Torah.
The Torah also holds Hanan Asher
Iser. Right. And if it's dependent, if it's a Hanan Iser, and the Torah is rejecting, it could be the Beis Yosef or the Torah, but if he's rejecting it because we don't say Hanan Asher Iser, so number one, he should say it by, he's commenting on the Beis Yosef. The Torah and the Beis Yosef, so you have to ask this question about Basa B'chol. And number two, if they're right, that if once you hold Hanan, you should have to ask this question, then we should ask the question, because we hold Hanan Asher Iser, and we do not ask this question. So says the Rama. Aval. The questions are reasonable questions. The Rama's answers are very interesting.
Woo!
He's going to spell out the radical nature of the shita on the next line. So this is a very confusing line. I have to read this a few times.
Right.
And
if you don't have shishim.
That's very confusing. If you don't have shishim, then it would be aser for everybody. In other words, if you have shishim, if you have, in other words, if it were not done b'mezid, then, and most it could be aser for the people, depending on what you hold. Let's say you hold, like, the Balei HaTosfos, that b'shogeg, it's also aser, b'im b'shogeg b'mezid. So if it was done b'shogeg, then it would only, then it's aser mitzadei mevatlin iser l'chatchila. It would be aser only for those people whom it wasn't done for. Meaning, it would be mutter for those people it wasn't done for. For you did it. For the person you did it b'shvilo, the word b'ginayu, b'gay means b'shvil, then it would only be aser for you and the people you did it for. But if you did it b'mezid, then it would be aser for everybody if you don't have shishim in the first place. Okay? Keneged kol ha'isur. So that's a...
Why is that?
So this is an unbelievable shita. He's claiming Hanan only applies when you do b'mezid. What's going on here? What does that to do with your kavana? What is the svara behind Hanan? That two things that were mutter came together, the Torah created an Isser, it's also, what does that have to do with your kavana? This time baser b'chalav.
Meaning, unless like this is supporting the, what we were with, that this is the suggestions that were floating around in Shir, about how it's not possible for Hanan to just like, you know, like this metaphysical thing that just repeats and repeats and repeats.
What?
I mean, people had conceptual trouble in Shir with the idea of, for example, let's say something is, let's say you have like this now a chana, a chatichas chana, chatichas chatichanas is tevela, and then that is then like saved up to like 30 parts hetzer, so that entire you know, there becomes becomes the tevela, right?
Except that there it's clearly only midrabbanan. I mean, the entire thing becomes, after, remember I said, basar b'chalav initially is chatichah nasas nevela. But if you take a piece of basar b'chalav and you ask other things with it, that's not nasas, those, for the mechaber and the Torah, the other stuff is not nasas nevela. Nasas nevela only refers to the process, and midoraisa, everybody agrees on this, nasas nevela only refers to the basar combined b'chalav. Once you have basar b'chalav, that is nevela, that whole piece, that's all isser min haTorah. But when it asers, let's say, vegetables, we don't say the vegetables are nasas nevela. Or meat. We don't say the breast of the meat is nasas nevela. We say it's aser, because you didn't have shishim to levatel the tam of this chatichas basar b'chalav. But since the chatichas basar b'chalav is now aser itself, and it's now falling into heter, that's not chanan, because heter plus heter equals iser, it's called chanan. Heter plus iser equals iser, it's just called nosei tam. Okay? So, It makes no sense to say Hanan matters whether you did b'shogeg or mezid. Now, the truth be told, what's the din actually? Interesting, never thought about Hanan. What's the other case in halacha where you have kind of a Hanan, minat Torah? It's not mach, it's not eating necessarily. It's not in food. What? No. No. Where does heter plus heter yield issa? Only one of the places. What? If your clothing grow, yes. But it's kilai. Let's say kilai akarim. What's the din of kilai akarim? Does kilai akarim require any intent?
Yes.
It certainly does. If you have a fence between two things, between your karam and the tefuah, and the fence falls down, we say that if it's hosif, if you know about it and you don't fix the fence, im hosif b'masayim is asur. But lo hosif, but if you didn't know about it, we don't say that it's asur. I'm not mistaken. Thus, the other example where we have, if I want to call it a chanan, where heter plus heter yields isur, does require kavanah. So it is conceivable that someone, although that doesn't, it's not quite the paradigm here. Here we're saying, here it's not whether when you mix the milk and the meat together that you require kavana. It's if you're mosif iser, mosif heter to prevent the tam of the iser being there, that's when we're saying that your intent matters.
That's what
it is. Right? When it might have been, should have been an iser already.
Yeah.
So I wanted to say the following. There's a different shita that's going to come in the Ramah that fits better a little bit in terms of the Kilayim analogy. When we get to it, the Isser Beheter says it. We'll deal with it. The Noda. But that fits a little better. That's a little closer to the... in other words, by Kilayim, if you don't know about it, essentially it shouldn't be able to become Kilayim if it's yours, if you're the Bailim. So we're going to see the same, another possibility that the Ramah is going to quote in the name of the Isser Beheter, which is that if it's Lo Noda HaTarobes before you add the Heter in, then you don't say Chatich Anasas Nevela when you find out later. How you found out, I don't know exactly, but I guess you figured it out somehow. Okay, so anyway, but right now the Ramah suggests that if you marbe b'mezid, then you say Chanan. If you marbe b'shokeg, then you don't say Chanan. You allow the later stuff to be combined, to be mitzarif to what Heta that was there earlier, which is pretty wild. Yes, Moshe?
Can you read this this Aser Mutar language and just talking about whether you had intention at the time, whether you knew about it when it first became mixed?
No, that's very different. He's going to talk about... What you are observing, Moshe, is that it is inconceivable to be marbe b'mezid if you didn't know about it.
Right.
You can only be marbe b'mezid, but if you did know about it, you could either be marbe b'mezid or b'shogeg. It's going to be one of the... What you're already intuiting is the Shach's Kasha against a different position that comes up in this Ramah. The Ramah wants to suggest that ribui heter does not work if you knew about it. It works only if you didn't know about it. In which case, he points out that there's no distinction between, that he says by that it's not a difference between shogeg and mezid, because by the very definition, if you didn't know about it, how could the Gemara talk about you marbe b'mezid versus marbe b'shogeg? If ribui only works when you didn't know about it, then every ribui by definition is shogeg. It's the Gemara says, all the Tanaim agree, if you marbe b'mezid, it's asur. If you marbe b'shogeg, it's mutter. There's no such thing as being marbe b'mezid. Because if you know about the taroves, then if what the Ramah is going to quote a suggestion that ribui doesn't work, then there's no case where we could even consider ribui being mutter unless it's shogeg. What you should really say, instead of saying mezid versus shogeg, is lo noda, noda versus lo noda. Right? By noda, regardless of whether you do it mezid or shogeg, it's aser. By noda, by lo noda, by definition, it's shogeg. In other words, it's not because you did it mezid that makes it aser. It's because you knew about it that already means ribui doesn't work. That's the Shach's Kash against the Ramon against the Isser Beheter. In suggesting that the chiluk between Noda and Lo Noda goes within the din of Mevat L'Nisil Chatchila. But right now, but there's a different position which says that Noda Lo Noda determines whether you say Chatichan Asas Tevel or not. That might be actually more defensible, while still difficult. But if you take the analogy to Kilayim, then maybe it's not crazy. Morning.
What exactly what it does it mean when he says Anu Noagin Mechori Surin Hanan? Meaning, is there a difference between Anu Noagin and another Lashon?
No, you wanted like Sovereign. So the truth is, you might say Noagin because we hold by Shari Surim, but then we start to make certain exceptions. In other words, if it's not Nesinas Tam, if it's Lach Belach by Hefsen Meruba, then we also don't say Hanan by Shari Surim. And Yavish B'Yavish, we certainly don't, right? So, but well, if we leave that aside, but I think that's why I said Noagim is the general practice, but there are exceptions. I don't know if that's why he says it that way. Right? Or if it's because really Al Pidin, most of the Bishanim hold not so, but the Minag is to be Machmir. I'm not sure,
So, if that were the case, I guess if either of those were the case, couldn't you sort of just say, so then we just decide when we want to say Hanan and when we don't, and so we'll say Hanan B'mezen, but we won't say B'shoge, something to that extent? Does that not make any sense?
It's plausible. In other words, you want to argue whether or not we're more Machmir in one case, it's possible. But he doesn't make it sound like it's some type of... That's not what he... I wouldn't infer from his language there. You have the flexibility... I'll tell you why now. I'll tell you it's a problem. Because everybody holds Al Pidin by Basar B'Chalav. And yet he doesn't make this distinction, which is one of the things that makes, I think, gets the Shach very upset. Right? No one's going to say that if you're Marbe Basar by Basar B'Chalav B'Shogeg, nobody's going to say that you don't say Hanan there, you know, in the original Tarobas. Okay, but you could make that distinction within Hanan that's the Rabbanim. Continue. That was answer number one. Would be that the reason why we don't ask, and we're not concerned about my Basar B'Chalav, is because there is no Hanan b'shogeg, and b'mezid we would ask her anyway because Eim Avatlan is l'chatchin. If you did b'mezid, it's aser. O ika lemeimer. Go ahead. Now I feel a little better. Fine. The Afagav. Now, what's the question? Stop. What's his question? The Afagav. The Kaimalan Kali Surin Shari Baalehem Shogeg Mutarim. What's the kasha?
So, if the
Hol Chanam by Shari Surim. How can you ever have Reboy? By definition, the initial Tarobes got assert, and it doesn't matter whether you're Marbe B'Shogeg or Amazing. So then everything should automatically be assert. You should never have...
Never have Chazer and Erehetter.
What's that?
Never have Chazer and Erehetter.
Yes, if you want to put it that way. It's not the way I would formulate it, but I understand what you're saying. So there's no way to dilute the effect of the Yisr. So, the Barakei Moshe continues. When would it be relevant? When would we have Riboy Heter, that would be Mevazel Yisr, that wouldn't run afoul of the rule of Hanan? So he says... Okay, there's still another problem, by the way. Which again, this is an honesty saying that you don't say Hanan unless it was known. So I still have a question here, I think, though. How is Hanan and Mar ben Isser any different at this point? Meaning, in order, I'm going to flip the Shach's question. The Gemara says that if you Mar ben Heter to be Mevatel the Isser, b'shogeg, it's good, b'mezid, it's no good. How can the Gemara say b'mezid, it's no good? When we say b'mezid, it's no good, why is it no good?
Knas.
How can you say that it's also because of Knas? B'mezid implies what? That you knew of the Tarobes. If you knew of the Tarobes, it's also because of Hanan. I'm inverting the Shach's question on the other end. Right? So how can you say this? How can you say that Hanan only applies when you knew about the Tarobes, and it doesn't apply if you didn't know about the Tarobes? Then you can never have Marbet Isser B'mezid, Marbet Heta B'mezid, that would have worked if not for the Knas. You can't, because if it's B'mezid, it means you knew about the Tarobes. Once you knew about the Tarobes, that triggers Hanan. In which case, it's Usur. Once you knew about it, it's not Usur when you were Mar Behetta B'mezid because you were Mar Behetta B'mezid. Even if the B'shogi would be Usur because of Hanan.
So basically, it's the exact same answer as before.
What's that?
It's the exact same answer as before.
What's that? More or less, I guess. In other words,
there can't be a difference.
Right. In other words, it's saying that the two are the same, effectively. You're saying that Hanan and Mar Be'isur are the same thing. In other words, when you marry by Bishogeg, when you didn't know about it, so obviously the Riboy is Bishogeg, and it's Mutter because you don't say Hanan. And when you marry by, when you knew about it, obviously that you could have Riboy Bishogeg, but it doesn't matter, it's Hanan already. So the case in Marbe B'mezid, that's Asr, by definition, is also Hanan. And the case when there's no Hanan is going to be Marbe Isr Bishogeg. I'm carefully formulating it that way. So it's difficult. Right? There, see, the Ramah could have answered and will answer, is there are other distinctions between Hanan and versus Riboy Heter. What's the obvious case without even reading on, if you didn't read the Darkei Moshe? Give me a scenario of case where you're going to be Marbe Heter to be Mavat Al Yisr, and yet there was no Hanan. Simplest case.
When
there was no
Fet. When there was no Tarevist.
Yavesh B'Yavesh. Yavesh B'Yavesh. I have two pieces of meat, one's kosher, one's straight. There's no Hanan there. They stand alone. I throw a third piece in. Accidentally. Whatever it is, the third piece gets in there. So obviously there's never Hanan until that point, but there is a question of being Mar Beheter, you know, Mevat L'Nisachat Chila, so that would depend on whether you did B'Shogeg or B'Mezid. There are other answers. The Rama's going to say that, okay? You're not going to quite go take his easier route, but... So he says, V'zeh...
One second. V'zeh Teiritz Nachal.
The Kach Kosa...
The Kach Kosa of the Israel Hezer Kolom Zayin. How did it start? Imri Ba B'Shogeg, Hainu, Imolono Da Bein Tayin.
Okay, so he's reading that as it depends upon whether noda or lo noda. The ein lahaksho. Ah, so why does the tour think it's unnecessary to ask? You should have to ask. Maybe, in other words, even for the tour within basar v'chalav, you should have to ask because maybe the person found out about the tarovas of the basar v'chalav where there wasn't enough basar to be mevatel v'chalav, and then they added later. So maybe he knew in between the tarovas. And maybe it's no galo bein time. So why does the tour say that the chacham has to ask that question?
By the way, this is for the Rama, it's not theoretical, right? Because he holds the chacham by sharing serim anyway. No, forget it.
Go ahead, keep going.
Bad question. Yesh lomar, this del svirle del aha lo chai shinan, din istama ilu hayan of dabbing time, ya hayan balachacham lishol matino. If you were aware that there was an issue to begin with.
Yeah.
In other words, you come as soon as the late asa satek occurred.
Right. When the accident first happens is when you call for help. You don't wait for a second accident to happen. Right.
You wouldn't say, like, no dabbing time, like, oh, I have this, like, something bas b'chala, and then, like, afterwards, you have another something bas b'chala.
So, the Aruch Shekasam.
The Aruch Shekata, the Mitam is that's reading Lish'ol, Pasak Kismag, Shetzarich Lish'ol.
Okay, in other words, he holds, you do have to ask, you have to be Choshesh. We assume, you don't have to be Choshesh for it, it's not likely to happen.
V'vedela Tarit Dibri Asmag, Shelo Yishalav, Hatak Haimalan, Kol Ha'isirin Shedit Rabu, Shogeg, Mutarin, V'achin Chilek Bein Noda Bein Tayin, the Lo Noda. That is appealing to just Chanan broadly.
Correct. Okay, so far. Now says the Rama.
The Ode Nired. Efshar Dehatur Mechalek Bein Hadzamrin Chadikha Nasi Devela Lehadzamrin Koli Surin Shariba Aleyem Chule Kemoshe Mechalek B'tshuvat HaRashba Simen Tavtzadi Hei Shekatav Davka Imnit Arev Lach Belach O Yavesh B'Yavesh Amrinan T'imri Ba'aleyem Shogek.
So one thing, he's going to suggest now. You read this tshuva of the Rashba, by the way. Did the Rashba say this?
I don't remember saying
this. Absolutely not. Right? The tzion in the Ramah is this in the Shulchan Aruch tshuva of the Rashba. And the Shach points out it's correct. It's correct. The Tzion is correct. That's what the Rama was quoting. But that's not what the Rashba said in the Tshuva. You know which Tshuva the Rashba this is? Oh, my favorite Tshuva the Rashba. And he makes a chiluk between Balua, sure, and what I call Lach Balach. In other words, what happens if a piece of Chazer Shmaltz falls on a piece of meat, kosher meat, and it's osir. And now you take that kosher piece of meat and you put it in the pot and you mix it all up. How are you mishayer the bittul? How much isur do you have to make a cheshbon? Just the kezayis of chaz or shmatz that fell on the piece of meat. Are you allowed to eat the piece of meat now that's been thoroughly cooked and diffused the tam of the chazir? No, says the Rashba. Once that chaticha was neseris, it's not yotzi miyad isura l'olam. Efshel l'sof k'wasa. That's what the Tshuvas of Rashba said. The Rashba doesn't hold the Chanan by Shari Surim. The Rashba holds like Rabbeinu Ephraim. So, exactly what the Rama is talking. It's not what the Rashba says. Do you know where the Rashba makes a distinction between balua versus lach balach? You know what happens if you take that piece of meat and you don't stick it in the pot and let it stew, but rather you grind it up into a fine grind and you grind it in with all the other meat. So now you have 70 pieces of 70 kizayis of basar behema, kosher, and you have one kizayis of basar nevela that originally asserted 5 kizayis of basar behema. So the Rashba says, in that case, the tam of the chazir is batel, and there's no chaticha nasas nevela, so not only you're not worried about the rest of the pot, you're not worried about anything in the pot, because you don't know where the original chaticha was. That's the difference between lach balach versus a chaticha yevesha, which is balua meyaser. If you can still identify the chaticha of the basar that swallowed the chazir, you have to take it out and throw it away, because it's never chozer lehetera. But, if it's ground up, it's lach balach, so then the Rashba says it's not a problem. Why? Because you can't identify it anymore. And the tam is batel, because you don't say chanan on the entire chaticha. It was only the one kezayis of chazir that was awesome. So Darkei Moshe says, come to a totally new idea. This idea that within chaticha nasis levela, there's a distinction between balua versus lach balach or yavish biyavish. Now, incidentally, do you remember what Tosus said, that long Tosus of Chulin? You better know that Tosus, because that's an important Tosus. Yes, in Rabbein Tosus was almost willing to make a concession at the bottom of Kuf Amud Aleph, a partial concession. What was that concession, interestingly? It's not this.
And half, we don't, if the meat or the Isra only goes into half of the...
No, that's before. That was trying to use the Urim for something. No. He suggested that by a blend of Yavesh B'Yavesh, I think he means Davar HaNivla, but not Lach B'Lach, not liquids, but I think he means a Yavesh B'Yavesh blend, not a Yavesh B'Yavesh Harobes, a classic, where each piece stands discreetly, because nobody would say Chatechanas instead of that. But Tosus suggests that maybe by flour, that was the case he was dealing with, maybe by flour, we would say that you don't say Chatechanas instead of by Shari Sur. Obviously, it's not relevant to Basar B'Challah. But Tosus would say that by liquids blended together, and Kavachomer Dover Habalua, when the Heter is Bolei the Tamid Yisr, Tosus for Rabbeinu Tam wants to say Chatecha Nasas Veila. Here the Ramah is a different sheet. The Ramah wants to say that not only Yavesh B'Yavesh like flour, even Lach B'Lach, if you blend wine and water together, right, it blends fully. Does the wine change the Tam of the water? Well, not really, because you didn't cook it. I mean, it's hard to sort it out. But in those cases, the Ramah says, well, we're somechad upon it for hefsed meruba, you don't say chanam b'shari surim. Where do we say chanam b'shari surim, even by hefsed meruba? When you cook one with the other, when there's a nesinas tam, when it's balua, the tam. So here, the Darkei Moshe is suggesting that maybe the tour holds of this chiluk of the Rashba, which is not the chiluk of the Rashba. It's somebody else's chiluk, whoever it is. Well, when we get to Siman Sadi days, when we do chatei hasas vela, we'll deal with it. But that's the idea that Ramah is suggesting. Maybe the tour holds that. So how does this explain anything? Everybody holds by Basar B'Challah, nonetheless. I'm sorry, what's that? Is he going to spell it out better or no? He says that kol isurim should be shogeg. The Torah means to include even Basar B'Challah, where everybody agrees to say Chanan. So what is he saying here? He's suggesting that what the Torah is dealing with in this particular siman is not bishul, but just taroves. By taroves, when you just mix the stuff together, no matter where you hold of Chanan, you don't hold of it here. Why? Because this is only lach balach. So that's what he thinks. He thinks he doesn't spell out. He uses what he had before, which is the difference between davar balua and lach balach. So I don't even know what he thinks, according to the Torah, if you cook the wine and the water together, would that be called davar balua or not even? I'm not sure. But it has to be an issur that was nivla b'tocha hetta that you say Hanan. Now, there's a remarkable claim of the Ramah here that the Shach attacks him on. He claims that by basar b'chalav, there's no hatich anasas nevela by lach b'lach. Yeah. So this is an incredible comment the Shach had that I thought was incorrect. And then, I don't know if I understood the Prima Gadim, but I think I understood what a throwaway line explaining the Shach. I want to tell you about this Hasaga, but you'll see when you get to it, to the Ramah, in the Shach. I think it's at Sivkat and Tezvav. The Shach says it's wrong. Now, you got to ask me yourself a kasha. How do you ever have a case of a davar that's lach belach, where there's no tam balua per se, and yet you know that it's basar b'chalav? So the Shach says the following. The Gemara has the following kasha in that one really hard, wonderful, beautiful, incredible sugya we're going to do probably next semester in Simen Kuf Ches, Sdaf Kuf Ches, the classic Hanan sugya. It's one of the best sugyas in all of Basar B'chala. It's an unbelievable sugya. In that sugya, the Gemara challenges Rav's position about Mimimino is not Batel. How do they challenge the Mimimino not Batel? Because they want to say that if a piece of basar falls into chalav roteach, and I think the Gemara, I don't remember the exact, the Gemara says if you remove the basar and it's not no same time in the chalav, it's mutter. So the Gemara asks Akasha, according to Rav, that mimimino is not batel, the chalav came into the basar first, and that basar, in other words, there's plenty, the meat is going to become usar in theory, right? Because it absorbs from the milk, even though the milk doesn't absorb enough from the meat. The Gemara asks Akasha though, the meat absorbs some of the milk. Then what happens as you continue cooking it? It's polate some of the milk. That milk should be nasis nevela. And if you hold that mimimino is not batel, what's going to happen? It goes back into the rest of the milk, it should be osir b'masha. So the Shach brought that as a raya that you say Hanan, even by lach balach. So I looked at that and said, and the Gemara's teretz, by the way, for Rav, is that the bottom, up until a certain point, the piece of meat is so busy absorbing, it's not polite. So when you pull the piece of meat out, and the chalav is still roteach, it never spit out anything that it absorbed. At least no chalav that it absorbed. Okay? That's the teretz. But I don't care about the teretz. The bottom line is, the Gemara says that if it spit out chalav, that would be osa mimino. The chalav is nasis nevel. So I didn't understand the Shach. What's the Tarovas Lach Balach he's talking about? The Chalav and the Chalav? That's not because of Chalav Nasis Nevelu, that's because Rav holds Mimimino, it's not Batel. We all know that the Basar and the Chalav that cook together become Nevelu, that's not a Chiddush. That's Nesi Nes Tam. That's Nesi Nes Tam. Right? When the Chalav and the Basar cook together, the Basar itself, which absorbs some of the Chalav, those two parts, or basar b'chalav. You pull the piece of meat out, you throw it away. We understand that's nasas nevela. If some of that milk were to come back into the other milk, it doesn't aser. It's not the taroves of the iser milk and the taroves of the heter milk makes chalav b'chalav makes chaticha nasas nevela. No, it's just osir b'mashenu. So what was the Shach's raya from the Gemara? So the Shach says is truly brilliant. Let me ask you a question. When the Gemara wants to know that the chalav that came out of the basar and asur should asur the rest of the chalav b'mashehu, what is the flavor of that chalav? What does it taste like? What? Wrong. Wrong.
Chalav.
Only chalav. The assumption is it may have no tam of the basar whatsoever, and nonetheless, it is nasis nevela, even though it has no tam of the basar in it. Now, how do I know that that chalav the Gemara was asking about, that was going to ask that the rest of the chalav has no tam of basar in it? Because otherwise, it wouldn't be mimimino. The Prima Gadim, I think that's what he says, somewhere in the middle. I was looking, bothering about the Shach, and somewhere in the middle, he says something like that. He said, that it had tam basar, that tipa would be flavored basar b'chalav. That's mimbishen amino with respect to the rest of the milk. The only way the Gemara could be asking the kasha that mimbimino for Rav should be asar is if you assume that at least a tipa of the challah that came out had no tam of the basar in it. If it has no tam of the basar in it, then what you had is basar with challah that were blended together, but they never absorbed tam. There was no balua. There's no tam of the meat balua in the challah, and yet the Gemara says it was asar. Even though it comes out, if you didn't say Hanan, if you didn't say Hanan on that drop of milk and it came out, it wouldn't be Yisr at all. You had separated the Yisr, you had been soaked in. So obviously the Shach says, you say Hanan within that piece of Basar B'chalav when the two cook together, even if a particular part of it did not absorb the flavor of the other. Even if it's just because of a tarobes, or lach b'lach, or yavish b'yavish, or lach b'yavish. You still say, Chaticha Nasa Sevela, by lach b'lach, or Basar B'chalav. You don't need the sinas tam. Obviously, there has to be tam in the chaticha. There has to be tam in basar b'chalav. If there's no tam anywhere, nothing has been created. But once that's created, even the parts that are nes are only because they're b'tarobes, not because they have the tam, or nasis levela. So he says the Ramon must be wrong. Cannot be. I don't know if it's right or not, but it's brilliant. If that's what the Shach means. I think that's what the Prima Gadim says. That's truly brilliant. Okay. Anyway, but that's what the Ramah claims here. He claims that you don't say, even by Basa B'chalav, you wouldn't say Chaticha Nasa Stavela, following that Rashba, who doesn't even talk about Basa B'chalav and doesn't say that, the Ramah says you wouldn't say Chaticha Nasa Stavela by Lach Balach for the Torah, even by Basa B'chalav. Wow. You see? You don't say Chaticha Nasa Stavela unless it's Tam Balua.
So Lach Balach is not, but I was thinking that when you pour wine into water, there's no
Nesinas Tam. There is Nesinas Tam, but it's because the water and the wine are mixed together, not because the wine flavors the water.
Okay.
Right. In order to transfer flavor, you probably have to cook them. I'm not going to get into the chemistry question here.
Okay.
Right, because really, what does cooking do? It probably transfers particles. Not probably, certainly, whatever. But that's on a microscopic level. We're thinking a little more. In other words, when we put two things together, typically and blend them, if we can separate all the particles out that are nikar, then we say that's not called nesinas tam. It's the reason, by the way. It's more intuitive. The distinction that Tosfos makes between dry blend and wet blend is more intuitive to you, right? In other words, the water and the wine, from our vantage point, leaving the chemists aside, is not really separable. The flour, you need to, depending how coarse the grains are, you have to get in there. But if you could separate the flour, you really would. If you'd separate all the particles, if you found, developed some centrifuge that could separate the barley flour from the wheat flour, because one's heavier than the other, then you actually wouldn't taste any of it. Whereas it's by definition impossible to separate water and wine. The wine is just flavoring of water. That's all it is. You add more water, how do you know which water is which? No chemical process. You can concentrate the wine, but no chemical process is capable of extracting the water that fell into the wine. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Specifically that, the water. No, to distinguish between the water that fell in versus the water that was originally part of the wine.
Some of the shema oil.
No. Talking about that. Talking about yayin, mayim, yayin, yayin, mayim. So that's the point. I think that Tosus's distinction makes more intuitive sense than the one the Ramah ultimately accepts. You know, Behesim Ruba, the Lach Balach versus Balua. Right? Lach Balach almost belongs with the Balua. But just accept that for the moment. All right, so let's finish. We will see that Shach. You'll see it when you look at it inside in the next, perhaps tomorrow. Let's just finish up the Darkei Moshe.
Okay. Okay. Gam ki lora iti mirabatan yamai sheshalu achar fakira zo afagav danu neogin becholi sirin chanan abnam bago charidira matzati v'shem maharai are you pronouncing that maharai?
Mari, I don't know.
Okay, zal davka b'davar yavesh yishlin hokachi d'im nitrabe haheter mortar aval lo b'davar lach tekaimelan chanan.
Right, so I don't know, when he says davar yavesh, I don't know if he means davar hanivlal or he means tarobes yavesh beyavesh, which are discrete items. Not sure which. Umashma
de chol makam de amrinan chanan, tzrichim lishol achar hakirazo, Bukadak Beit Yosef. Vitema. Alone he gave off Korbado Varza. Vitsari Flomar to Apagav to Nachmiri, make no dash and Trabu Heter.
You know, so you're not machzik iser. You don't assume that something won't take place. If it comes to your attention, then you have to weigh it appropriately. Okay. So tomorrow, I will stop here and allow a few minutes for questions since we're on the Sunday schedule. Tomorrow we will finish this up and hopefully move on to the next piece. And you'll see the Ramban Shulchan Aruch actually does not quote all these chidukim. And one point the Shach even suggests that's the reason why he didn't, because he realized it was pushing it a little bit. So.